Continuing at halftime of tonight's Colson and Colson cage matchup, a non-conference game with Strongsville at Midview. It's time for the Lorain County Veteran of the Game, brought to you by the Lorain County Veterans Association. And time now to talk to Jim Brabenick. He's the head coach of the Midview Middies, and here he is to tell us about tonight's winner from Midview High School. Coach?
Our Veteran of the Game tonight is Chris Verda. Chris is a senior this year. Chris is probably our best communicator on the court. He's a really good rebounder for us. He defends. He takes charges. Chris does a lot of the dirty work for us.
And when you say a kid that does the dirty work and also, you know, does those small things that maybe you don't see in the box score, that really helps out. You got to have those kind of guys, right?
Yeah, especially on the defensive end and win and lose balls, which is a key component in winning the game. We know that Chris is going to be able to be in there, step in and take a charge, or he's going to get on the floor for a loose ball, or he's going to get on a teammate, and he's going to communicate defensively, and that's something that we missed when we didn't have Chris, and we're glad to have him back.
When you say he's a communicator defensively, how important is that? And I would imagine that makes him one of the vocal leaders as well.
Yeah, Chris is definitely one of our vocal leaders this year, and it's really important on the defensive end. He's able to call out cutters. He lets his teammates know as a screen's coming, and he does all of that helps us be successful on the defensive end.
Congratulations to tonight's winner from Midview High School, Chris Verda. We'll take this time out. We'll hear from the Lorain County Veterans Association, and we'll continue with more of halftime at Strongsville and Midview, tonight's Colson and Colson cage matchup on AM 930 WEOL and on the internet at WEOL.com.